get ready.
Hello, I think.
Welcome to the Galactic Escape Pod.
Incoming!
Well, come on.
Nice of you guys to drop by.
The official podcast of Galactic-Voyage.com.
Everybody quiet. We've been waiting for you.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Well, welcome again, everybody, to the Galactic Escape Pod. We're so glad that you're here again to join us. My name is Gary Willis, and I am your host. As we get started today, let's give you some of the idea of the topics that we'll be looking at as we move forward through the show today. The first thing we're going to talk about, and it's kind of on a sad note, is that the Star Wars makeup artist Stuart Friedman has died at age 98. Also, to pick up the pace and come back into some better information, Disney CEO Bob Iger talked to CNBC and confirmed that at least two standalone Star Wars movies are, in fact, on the way. We'll also talk about rumors about which characters there will be featured in each of these standalone films. Also want to let you know that Lawrence Kasdan wants our spinoff film to start fresh. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about today Jedi Junkies, as they are now coming to DVD. Also, John Noble, is he going to be in Episode 7? We also begin the last story arc for Season 5 of Star Wars, The Clone Wars. In Episode 17, entitled Sabotage, Anakin and Ahsoka investigate a deadly bombing at the Jedi Temple. Star Wars The Old Republic, are animal mounts going to be on the way? And we'll talk a little bit more about that. Also staying with the gaming news, Obsidian is thinking about pitching a new Star Wars game to Disney. And lastly, the big story for the week is the 2013 Toy Fair is in New York, February 9th through 11th. And let's go ahead and get started with the news as we move forward.
Do you know what's going on? Maybe it's another drill.
What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me.
Alright, move along.
So the great news is that Disney CEO Bob Iger did talk to CNBC, and he did confirm that at least two standalone Star Wars movies are in fact on the way. The official Star Wars site has also confirmed these standalone movies, and here's some information that they were quoted as saying. The Star Wars Cinematic Galaxy is about to experience a big bang. Lucasfilm is officially announcing new spin-off films that will expand the mythos and depths of the Star Wars universe in previously unexplored ways. One of the standalone films will be written by Lawrence Kasdan, screenwriter of The Empire Strikes Back, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and the co-writer of Return of the Jedi, while the other will be penned by Simon Kinberg, writer of Sherlock Holmes and Mr. and Mrs. Smith. The movies will be separate from upcoming episodes 7, 8, and 9, on which Kasdan and Kinberg will also be consulting, and are expected to be released sometime after episode 7. Each standalone film will focus on a specific character, and two spin-off films are currently confirmed. In a call to investors, Bob Iger, the chairman and CEO of Walt Disney Company, revealed that while the original focus was on the highly anticipated sequel trilogy, the idea of spin-off films was bandied about early, and the additional films are now becoming a reality. He was quoted as saying, "We are in development of a few standalone films that are not part of the Star Wars saga. There are now creative entities working on developing scripts for what would be those standalone films." So there you have it, straight from not only the official Star Wars site, but also the CEO, Bob Iger, of Disney. And they have confirmed that we are going to have more Star Wars films, not just episodes 7, 8, 9, but at least two more, and he said a few, which definitely means more than that. So it's amazing to think that just a few months ago we were just the only Star Wars we really had that was coming to us was the Star Wars The Clone Wars TV show. We know that the other TV show, the live action series, had been put on hold. So we were kind of in a drought as far as there were no movies on the horizon, and The Clone Wars was the only thing that was on TV. So I'm extremely excited about that. We've got at least what looks like five movies coming in about a six-year period, and perhaps more. So we are definitely going to be in a treat for all kinds of Star Wars goodness as it comes down the line. So be looking out for more information, not only on Episode 7 as those things start to ramp up, but concurrently, surely we're going to start getting some information about these standalone films and keep you up to date on those as well as soon as we can. So the two standalone films, at least the ones that we're sure of, there's been a lot of speculation as about what they may be like, and it seems like they're going to be very much a character development. At least that's kind of the word that's coming out on the street right now. And EW.com, or Entertainment Weekly, has gotten some information. They say that they have a good inside source that we're looking at a possible Han Solo, or a young Han Solo movie, and also a Boba Fett movie, which would kind of give some backstory to both of those characters. Also around the internet, there has been speculation about a Yoda movie is also a possibility. So there are lots of definite directions we can go in. This will be also very much like what we have seen from Marvel, and we know that Disney is wanting to model a little bit about how the Star Wars movies are laid out by what they're doing currently with Model, with character-specific movies, and then bringing the whole team together as they did with the Avengers to be able to do that particular story. So we'll keep our ears out, and as more information breaks on that, we'll give you more information. But for right now, the speculation and the word on the street is that we may be looking at a young Han Solo and possibly a Boba Fett movie. And again, another one would be the Yoda story. But again, these are rumors until they have been confirmed by either Disney or Lucasfilm. So as we mentioned earlier, Lawrence Kasdan is penning one of these standalone Star Wars films. So he's quoted as saying, "I'm trying to start fresh. There are certain pleasures that we think the saga can bring people that they've been missing, and we're hoping to bring them that, and at the same time, have them feel that it's all new," end quote. It's going to be interesting to see where he's coming from and how do you make Star Wars feel fresh and new. And, of course, I guess maybe coming from a specific character angle, that will be kind of a fresh start in itself. So it'll be really cool to see what kind of information they come up with and how that's going to be a fresh start. And definitely exciting as a Star Wars fan to see something new that Star Wars that's fresh, and we're looking forward to seeing that. So you may remember the film Jedi Junkies from 2010. This documentary was produced and directed by Mark Edlitz and will be available to you on DVD February 12th for $19.95. And no one can deny Star Wars' contribution to pop culture in the last 36 years. From action figures to costumes inspired by the characters in the films, the beloved movie franchise has provided fans with many ways to immerse themselves in the Star Wars culture. And Star Wars just isn't a series of films. For some fans, it's become a way of life. So this Ultimate Collector's Edition includes several never-before-seen bonus features. One of those is going to be an audio commentary with filmmakers, deleted and extended scenes like Force Fanatics, Inside the Toy Box, Slave Leia, and Stars of the Galaxy, and a Jedi trailer. Jedi Junkies also features Star Wars fans from all over the world and interviews with celebrity insiders, including Olivia Munn, who you may know from Attack of the Show and Iron Man 2, also director Eduardo Sanchez, The Blair Witch Project, and actors from the Star Wars films including Ray Park, who played Darth Maul, Peter Mayhew, who played Chewbacca, Orly Shoshan, who played Shaak-Ti, and Jeremy Bullock, who played Boba Fett. So be sure to check it out starting on Tuesday, February 12th. This is Jedi Junkies, the documentary on DVD. MovieWeb.com has an unsubstantiated rumor from Australian radio host that Fringe star John Noble will play the villain in Star Wars Episode 7. Here's what the host, Joe, of Melbourne radio show FM had to say. Quote, "I have it on very good authority that Aussie actor John Noble will be appearing as the villain," end quote. They were even offering up a wager for the validity of the news with the co-host. So while the news may be coming a little bit from left field, John Noble is no stranger to big-budget franchises. He's played in Peter Jackson's The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. And, of course, he's already had a relationship with director J.J. Abrams from his work on Fringe, which was on the Fox series. Nothing has been confirmed by Disney or Lucasfilm yet, so stay tuned as we again say this is a rumor that John Noble may in fact be the villain in Star Wars Episode 7. So today we had another great episode from Star Wars The Clone Wars. This was episode 17 of season 5 called Sabotage. And in this episode, Anakin and Ahsoka are investigating a deadly bombing at the Jedi Temple. So this is the first part of a four-part story arc that we're getting into. And it is the last story arc that we have of season 5. So it's a bittersweet ending as we come to the end of the season. We're very happy that we've had such a great season this year in season 5. But I also hate to see it come to an end. This episode seemed very interesting to me because it was very much like a CSI episode where they were getting together and trying to figure out the mystery of who had bombed the temple. And of course, there was thoughts that there could be an inside job with a Jedi, or it also thought that perhaps it could be somebody who works at the Jedi Temple. So it was very neat to see this episode, especially being those that worked in the Jedi Temple. That's something new that we've never seen before. So I found it very interesting to see some of the characters that actually helped to support the Jedi Temple. I really also liked during the investigation how we saw the hologram, if you will, of the reconstruction of the explosion, which was very interesting. I know you can definitely not hear that on the podcast, but it was just really exquisite how they were able to reconstruct and pull apart each one of those aspects of it. And then, of course, by the end of the episode, we think that we have gotten the person that was responsible for this particular incident, but I say not so fast. I think that we are yet to see the real culprit behind what's going on. As we move forward, we've seen the trailer for the last four episodes of this season, and one of the things that came up in that was a person holding two red lightsabers, and of course that person is in a mask, and could this be the culprit that we're finding has bombed the temple? I believe that this is Asajj Ventress that is making an appearance, but I don't know that it's necessarily her that's been doing the bombing. I will find that maybe she's trying to help Ahsoka in some way. So that was not in this episode, but I think that's still to come as we see these episodes unfold moving forward. So I wanted to give you a little bit of a clip of this particular episode as they were just coming into the crime scene and starting to see the investigation, and give you a moment to listen to that.
I can still hear the screams.
Do you believe what they said, Master? That a Jedi could do this?
Not every Jedi agrees with this war, Ahsoka. There are many political idealists among us.
But a traitor?
I'm afraid one can eventually become the other. Remember Count Dooku and General Krell? That's how they started too.
Only analysis and investigation will prove what is true or not.
Who are you?
I am Russo ISC, crime scene analyzer for the Jedi. I will be working with you and your Padawan on this case. I was assigned by Master Windu.
Okay, Russo. You and Ahsoka should begin the interviews.
I would rather interview the witnesses alone.
Why?
Many of the wounded have heard rumors a Jedi was behind this explosion. There will be ill will toward you.
I think you're over-exaggerating, Russo. There were Jedi killed in that blast, along with maintenance crew and clones. Take Ahsoka with you. Let me know if you find anything.
I will, Master.
Now, as usual, this is another great episode of The Clone Wars. It didn't have all the action that you may have expected in a Clone Wars episode, but it was very intriguing, and I'm definitely looking forward to the next part in this story arc. Well, Well, Star Wars The Old Republic looks like they're going to have some animal mounts coming to the game. Systems designer Nathan Emmett had this to say on the subject. He said, quote, I figured the animal mounts discussion would be a good one to jump into and let you know that creature mounts are something that we have wanted for some time now. Now, obviously, I can't tell you everything concrete yet, mostly because there isn't anything concrete yet. But I can tell you that Hoth doesn't feel right without being able to ride a Tauntaun, end quote. So it looks like we're going to start getting to see some animals in Star Wars The Old Republic. Also, Obsidian Entertainment, who is the creator of Star Wars The Knights of the Old Republic 2, is thinking about proposing a new game to Disney and to LucasArts. Studio head Fergus Urquhart claims it is one of the top three pitches that they have ever come up with. He also says that there's a lot of different eras in Star Wars, and that's what they want to focus on. This isn't the first time that Obsidian has had this idea. They have pitched between Episode 3 and Episode 4 game to LucasArts. He also says, quote, because we think that the time frame is super interesting, it's the fall of the Republic, the extermination of the Jedi, and it's Obi-Wan going off to make sure Luke is okay. You have the Sith, but you have the extermination of all Force users except for very, very few. So it was an interesting time to set a game, and you know, Chris Avellone came up with a really cool story. We also latched onto it because it has elements people remember, but not the stories. It can just completely not involve the movies, but it can tease them and nothing else. So that's kind of an interesting thought, as we have, again, Obsidian, who are the makers of The Knights of the Old Republic 2, thinking about pitching a game to Disney and to LucasArts. So we'll definitely keep our ears and eyes open for more information. We'll bring you that as soon as possible. The big news this week is the 2013 Toy Fair in New York City that ran from February 9th through 11th. Some of the items of interest that we would like to bring to your attention are the Anakin and Darth Vader action figure. So Hasbro introduces this breakthrough action figure with innovation to celebrate the rise of Darth Vader. Standing at 13 inches tall, this figure changes from Anakin Skywalker to Darth Vader by attaching the helmet and the armor, and includes the iconic movie phrases, sound effects, and a lightsaber that changes from blue to red. Also of interest is the 3¾-inch Class 2 vehicles. So if you're trying to build your galactic fleet with these new versions of these iconic vehicles, they are smaller, and they're approximately running for $19.99. So they aren't as big as the traditional vehicles that we have. These ships do have the ability to take the 3¾-inch figures, and these are available at a lower price point because they are smaller vehicles. The first few vehicles that you'll see out will be the Republic Fighter Tank, Jango Fett Slave 1, and Obi-Wan Kenobi's Jedi Starfighter. Also of interest will be the Star Wars 12-inch action figures. These will retail at $9.99 each, and they're standing at 12 inches tall. These large figures will also be the iconic characters from the Star Wars universe, and you'll have characters like Anakin Skywalker, Darth Vader, the Clone Trooper, and Obi-Wan Kenobi. The 3¾-inch Mission Series action figures are coming from Hasbro, and these include two figure packs featuring popular Star Wars characters such as Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker, and Jango Fett. The Saga Legends 3¾-inch action figures are available with high-quality design. These are going to be at a $5.99 price point, and kids have been enjoying these figures for years. The line also includes characters from the Star Wars movies, as well as Star Wars The Clone Wars animated series. You'll also find that the Toy Fair brought lots of news and information about the Star Wars Lego sets. They also bring information about the Angry Birds Star Wars assortment, so there's lots of different things from the Angry Birds series. And, as we've mentioned previously on podcast, is the 6-inch Star Wars Black Series action figures. So that is the wrap-up of the Toy Fair from 2013 in New York City. Again, the sad news that we have today is the fact that Star Wars makeup artist Stuart Freeborn dies at age 98. And our condolences go out to Stuart's family and friends. Stuart Freeborn, the British makeup artist, was renowned for his contributions to the 2001 A Space Odyssey and to the Star Wars films. Largely, he was self-taught, and his six-decade career saw him create makeup for prosthetics such as cinematic legends that we are very aware of, like Alec Guinness, and to Peter Sellers, but one of his most famous creations was Yoda from The Empire Strikes Back from 1980. Today we continue with our Story of Star Wars, Part 3, from the album LP.
Ben hurries the group into the safety of his small desert house.
You fought in the Clone Wars?
Yes.
I was once a Jedi Knight, the same as your father.
I wish I'd known him.
He was the best star pilot in the galaxy. And a cunning warrior. I understand you've become quite a good pilot yourself. And he was a good friend. Which reminds me, I have something here for you. Your father wanted you to have this when you were old enough, but your uncle wouldn't allow it. He feared you might follow old Obi-Wan on some damn fool idealistic crusade like your father did.
Sir, if you'll not be needing me, I'll close down for a while.
Sure, go ahead. What is it?
Your father's lightsaber. This is the weapon of a Jedi Knight. Not as clumsy or random as a blaster. An elegant weapon, but a more civilized age. For over 1,000 generations, the Jedi Knights were the guardians of peace and justice in the Old Republic. Before the Dark Times. Before the Empire.
How did my father die?
A young Jedi named Darth Vader, who was a pupil of mine until he turned to evil, helped the Empire hunt down and destroy the Jedi Knights. He betrayed and murdered your father. Now the Jedi are all but extinct. Vader was seduced by the dark side of the Force.
The Force?
And the Force is what gives the Jedi his power. It's an energy field created by all living things. It surrounds us, penetrates us, it binds the galaxy together. Now let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message.
I seem to have found it.
The image of Princess Leia again appears, projected into space.
General Kenobi, years ago you served my father in the Clone Wars. Now he begs you to help him in his struggle against the Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. I have placed information vital to the survival of the Rebellion into the memory systems of the SAR-2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see this droid safely delivered to him on Alderaan. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Ben urges young Luke to join him in rescuing the princess, but Luke hesitates, for Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru need him at home.
Look, I can take you as far as Anchorhead. You can get a transport there to Mos Eisley or wherever you're going.
You must do what you feel is right, of course.
While taking Ben to the spaceport, Luke's land speeder comes upon a gruesome scene. The Jawa sandcrawler is devastated, and the bodies of slain Jawas litter the hot sand. Ben realizes it is the work of Imperial stormtroopers who are searching for the missing robots.
If they trace the robots here, they may have learned who they sold them to, and that would lead them back home.
Oh, wait, Luke! It's too dangerous!
But Luke is already in the land speeder and zooming toward home. There, he makes a shattering discovery. The homestead is now a smoking ruin, and worse, he finds the smoldering bodies of Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru. He returns to Ben with the shocking news.
There's nothing you could have done, Luke, had you been there. You'd have been killed, too. And the droids would now be in the hands of the Empire.
I'm going to come with you to Alderaan. There's nothing for me here now. I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.
Luke, Ben, and the two droids leave the sad scene of destruction and make their way to Mos Eisley Spaceport.
Mos Eisley Spaceport. You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Luke follows Ben into a murky, smoke-filled den, serving an incredible array of weird and exotic aliens, monsters and disreputable humans. One-eyed, thousand-eyed, slimy, furry, scaly tentacles and claws are huddled over drinks. Ben moves through the dingy room in search of a likely star pilot, while Luke edges up to the long metallic bar. A strange, multi-eyed creature and his surly human sidekick approach Luke.
He doesn't like you.
Sorry.
I don't like you either. You just watch yourself. We're wanted men. I have the death sentence on 12 systems.
I'll be careful.
You'll be dead.
This little one's not worth the effort. Come, let me get you something.
With one skillful stroke of his lightsaber, Ben slashes the deadly creature. Then moves on to the business at hand.
I'm all right.
Chewbacca here is first mate on a ship that might suit us.
Ben introduces Luke to an 8-foot-tall, 200-year-old Wookiee who communicates in a series of grunts and growls. The Wookiee leads them to his captain, a 30-year-old starship smuggler, Han Solo.
Han Solo, I'm captain of the Millennium Falcon. Chewie here tells me you're looking for passage to the Alderaan system.
Yes, indeed. If it's a fast ship.
Fast ship? You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
Should I have?
It's a ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. I've outrun Imperial starships. Not the local bulk cruisers, mind you. I'm talking about the big Carillion ships now. She's fast enough for you, old man.
We can pay you 2,000 now. Plus 15 when we reach Alderaan.
17, huh? Okay, you guys got yourselves a ship. We'll leave as soon as you're ready. Docking Bay 94.
94.
That was part 3 of the story of Star Wars. We hope you've enjoyed that today, and stay tuned for our next podcast as we will continue with episode 4 of this particular story of Star Wars from the LP. Well, thank you all for joining us today on the Galactic Escape Pod. We hope that you've gotten lots of news and all today. There have been lots of things going on this past week, and we'd also like to invite you to stay tuned for our next episode. As we have a special guest coming in, it's going to be Mark Newbold of Jedi News and also of contributor to the Star Wars Insider. So we look forward to having him as a guest next week. So stay tuned for that, and we will be sure to bring you the best and latest information and conversations as we can. So again, I'm your host, Gary Willis, and again, I'd like to thank you for joining us on the Galactic Escape Pod. You can find us on galactic-voyage.com. You can also find us on Twitter at Galactic Voyage. If you'd like to send news, comments, information, or just some plain old feedback, you can send it to podcast@galactic-voyage.com. Again, I'd like to thank you all for joining us today. I hope you've had a good time. I know I have. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode of the Galactic Escape Pod. And always remember that
you've taken your first step into a larger world.
Joining us on the Galactic Escape Pod, the official podcast of galactic-voyage.com. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and is not endorsed in any way by Lucasfilm Limited. Star Wars, all sounds, characters, and music are the property of Lucasfilm Limited, all rights reserved. All original content in this podcast is the intellectual property of galactic-voyage.com.